And you long to be filled with himself.
你那么可想被他充满。
Oh, one birthday that I had.
有一次我过生日的时候。
I was a teenager yet.
我是十几岁的孩子。
I was 19.
19岁。
And I was going to work.
我已经在上班。
And Brother Hanswell Fogel, our pastor, was in Europe.
我们的牧师乌拉牧师在欧洲。
And I had a birthday.
我的生日就是在那天。
And it was a Monday.
是一个礼拜一。
And I thought, tonight I'm going to go to the prayer meeting because I want a birthday blessing.
我在想今天晚上我要参加祷告会因为我要得到一个生日礼物。
But they didn't, in the prayer meeting, nobody knew that it was my birthday.
可是在祷告会没有一个人知道是我的生日。
And this was a prayer meeting just for the young ladies.
那个祷告会只是为青年姊妹们。
And so the one that was in charge,
负责聚会的,
she says, tonight I'm going to play a tape.By Brother Hanswell Fogel.
他说今天晚上我要给你们听一个录音带是乌拉姆斯讲的。
And when I had opened my mail that day,
那一天我已经看我来的信打开信。
I had a card from Brother Hanswell Fogel.
乌拉姆斯已经寄给我一个生日卡。
And it was always,Every year you got a text from him.
每一年他会给你一个经文在那个一个特别的样子的生日卡。
And this was the text that he sent me.
他所寄给我的经文就是
Psalm 63, what we just read.
63篇我们刚才读的63篇。
And so she put on a tape.
他开一个录音机给我们听录音带。
In the prayer meeting before we began to pray,
就是在祷告会，我们还没有开始祷告之前要听。
Brother Welfogel said,
乌拉姆是说
，Now this is for the birthday child.
今天就是为那个过生日的那个孩子。
But he said everyone can enjoy this text too.
可是每一个人也可以享受这个经文。
And then he read this wonderful psalm, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee.
他就给我们读在那个录音带里面给我们读这个奇妙的诗篇六十三篇。
And nobody knew that it was my birthday.
没有一个人在那个祷告会知道。
Jesus knew.
没有人在祷告会知道是我的生日，可是耶稣知道，耶稣知道。
And as he spoke on this wonderful psalm,
他在那个录音带里面讲这个奇妙的诗篇，深深的会进入我的心。
And I was beside myself for joy.
我那么喜乐，想不到的喜乐。
Because Jesus satisfied my heart.
因为耶稣满足我的心。
Isn't Jesus wonderful?
耶稣不是很奇妙吗?
He is a wonderful Savior.
他是一个奇妙的救赎主。
And I'm so glad that I ever found this wonderful Savior.
我实在感谢他，我找到这个奇妙的救赎主。
That he ever found me.
他找到我。
Did you ever think about that?
有没有
想 When he saved you?
有没有想到他拯救你的时候?
That he ever took...Time to save you.
他用时间拯救你。
And I'm sure every one of us could tell another story how the Lord came to us and dealt with us to give our hearts to Him.
我们每一个人都可以讲一个故事，主怎么吸引我们，怎么在我们的里面感动我们。
When I first sought the Lord, I used to seek Him on as I was going to sleep.And I would loudly praise the Lord.
我刚刚开始追求主的时候，我快要睡觉的时候，晚上我也在床上赞美他。
And I'd say to my brother, "Did you pray before you?
我对我哥哥说, 你有没有祷告睡觉之前,
I would say, I didn't hear you.
我没有听你的声音。
He said, I did it quietly.
我哥哥说我是很安静做的。
But you know what? Jesus would like to hear our voice.
你知道耶稣喜欢听你的声音。
When we praise him,
当我们赞美他的时候,
he would like us to open our mouth.
他很喜欢我们开口。
He says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
他对我们说, 你要大大的张口, 我就充满你。
And some people just say, Jesus, I love you.
有的人说耶稣我爱你我赞美你
But he wants us to say Jesus I love you I praise you
Hallelujah
Hallelujah耶稣我爱你我赞美你
Hallelujah
And presently he comes and he begins to fill you
他会进来会充满你
We have to open our mouths and use our voice
开口我们需要用我们的声
That's one of the things that was in that song about take my life and let it be. It's take my voice.
And 昨天我们提到的诗歌在里面也是说到你要悦纳我的声音我的嗓子
And let me sing always only for my king.
让我常常不断地为我的王唱歌用我的嗓子为他
When some people sing, they want everybody to show their beautiful voice.
有的人唱歌，他们很喜欢，要人听他们美丽的声音。
But Jesus doesn't care if you have a beautiful voice or if you sound like a crow.
主耶稣不在乎你的声音是非常美丽的，好听的，或是像那个乌鸦，那个鸟。
He wants to hear your voice.
他要听你的声音。
He gave my father a good voice.
我父亲神给他一个很好的嗓子。
And he would sing a beautiful tenor.
他有男声的高的男声。
And he learned all those wonderful songs that we sing.
我们所唱的歌他都会唱。
And he'd get up in the meeting.
他在聚会中起来,
and he'd sing one of those songs and he'd bless the whole congregation. He'd sing, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills our life with glory.
他会唱那个诗歌也在我们的颂赞诗选耶稣一来万事都改变了你们都知道那个短歌他把那个黑暗拿走生活改变可是我们反正应该是把荣耀放在我们的里面对。And
sometimes he would sing that song And oh, what a weeping. Oh, the great judgment morning, my father would sing.
那个诗歌也在我们的颂赞诗选, the great judgment morning, 就是伟大的审判日子,我父亲也会唱那个, 那么他们都在哀哭切齿了, 因为审判的日子到了。
But he loved to sing.
他非常爱唱歌。
Now, if you have a good voice or if you don't have a good voice.
如果你的嗓子是好听或是不是那么好听,
God wants to hear your voice.
神要听你的声音,
praising him.
要听你赞美他,
and loving him.
要听你爱他,
and that's how we yield our bodies to him.
我们就这样子把我们的身体交托于神。
He wants to hear our praises.
他喜欢听我们的赞美。
He was so satisfied when the children sang his praises.
当孩子们在圣经里面唱他的歌, 赞美他, 他是那么得到满足。
And then that song says, Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee.
还有那个诗歌，昨天我们提到的诗歌 Francis Ridley Havergal 说，愿拿我的嘴唇让他们充满信息，就是为你讲的信息。
And the Lord spoke a lot about that.
主曾经说许多关于这件事。
He said, a good tree brings forth good fruit.
他曾经说一个好树结好果子。
An evil tree brings forth rotten fruit.
一个邪恶的一个不好的树它所结的果子是烂掉的果子。
We had apple trees in the Poconos that brought forth rotten fruit.
我们在 Pocono 宾州里面有一些树在那里它所结的果子都是烂掉的不好的果子。
They were good for nothing.
他们没有什么益处。
I tried to use them once, and I just had to cut away and cut away rotten stuff all the time.
有一次我要做果酱
Couldn't make anything out of it.
需要这个拉掉那个拿掉那个坏的那个果子
And some of them had worms in them.
有的那个果子有虫在里面
And that's how lips are that are full of evil things.
如果有邪恶的东西在我们的嘴唇就是这样子
It comes from the heart, an evil heart.
从心里来从一个邪恶的心来
And oh, how he would like to fill our lips with messages from him.
他很喜欢我们的神很喜欢把他的信息放在我们的嘴唇里面。
Samuel in the Old Testament.
撒母耳在旧约里面。
He was a boy when he heard God's voice.
他还是一个孩子他听神的话。
And God was able to speak over his lips.
神借着他的口可以讲话。
And the Lord said about him that After God spoke over his lips to Eli,
神说他借着这个撒母耳孩子向以利说话之后
Everybody began to realize that God was with him because he let none of his words slip to the ground.
每一个人都可以看出来神与这个孩子同在
Now, that was wonderful.
因为他所讲的话没有一些是落空的
And he didn't have the Holy Spirit like we do.
他们那个时候没有办法像我们现在被圣灵充满
But when he fills us with the Holy Spirit, why he wants to control our lips.
当他用圣灵给我们施洗他要管理我们的舌头
My husband said when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he says for days he couldn't say anything except what he felt was true and which pleased the Lord.
我的先生说他当他被圣灵充满好几天他不能说话除非是真实的或是讨耶稣的喜欢这样的话。
And then there are some people that speak quickly, like Peter did.
有的人他们说话很快，像彼得一样。
They have to watch their lips especially.
他们需要特别注意到他们的嘴唇。
I had a boy like that.
我有一个孩子是这样。
My son John.
我的儿子 John.
He got into such trouble because
他常常
he couldn't control his lips.
他没有管理他的舌头，所以常常
Every year I had to go up to school for him.
每一年我需要去学校为我的儿子。
He got into trouble because of his lips.
因为他的嘴唇随便讲话。
But today he's a minister and he uses his lips for the glory of God.
今天他是一个牧师，他用他的嘴唇为荣耀神，感谢主赞美神。
You know, I made him write 1,000 times from Proverbs.
我要他写一千次从箴言。
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Tell us the verse.
It's Proverbs 18, the 21st verse.
箴言十八章二十一节。箴言十八章 I have to get it first. 箴言十八章二十一节。好 let's read it. You read it.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
生死在舌头的权下, 喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。 我要我的儿子写这个经文一千次。
And another part it says, Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles.
What verse? 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 他需要他写一千次。
It took him a long time, you know.
他需要用许多的时间才写好了。
I don't know if that helped him or not.
我不知道这个经文有没有帮助他。
But I think the Lord had to help him.
我想主需要帮助他。
And, you know, the Lord has to help us too.
你知道主真的需要帮助我们。
Sometimes we hurt those that we even love with our quick tongue.
有的时候我们所爱的人，靠近我们的人，因为我们的舌头比较快，我们也伤害他们。They
say,
他们说,
to live with saints above will be such glory.
将来在上面天堂跟圣徒们住在一起，实在是荣耀。But
to live with folks at home, that's quite another story.
可是跟 有人在你家里跟他们一起同住是另外一个故事。And
the Lord would like us to have the Spirit control our lips everywhere we go.
主喜欢管理我们的舌头，无论我们去哪里，管理我们的舌头。Oh,
how wonderful if God can control our lips.
多么的奇妙，如果神可以管理你的舌头。
The Lord said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
神说从你的心里面所思想的那个丰富, 你的嘴唇讲出来。
We fill our hearts with His word and with His love.
如果我们的心被他的爱,被他的圣经里面的话充满,
and we get cleansed more and more,
我们会越来越被洁净。
My God, I'll bring kindness out of our lips.
神会从我们的嘴唇里面
love to others.
犹如慈爱,对别人有爱心,
even those who are unlovely.
连那些对我们不是那么慈爱。
And that's an important part of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以被圣灵充满, 这件事,
oh, how wonderful when you find a life that doesn't talk about others.
多么奇妙找到一个弟兄或是一个姐妹，他们不是随便背后讲别人的坏话。
We had such a lady in our congregation.
我们以前有一个姐妹在我们的聚会。
She was our landlord when we first got married.
我们刚刚结婚的时候，她是我们的
And she played the piano in the church.
她也在教堂弹琴。
She would never talk about anybody in a,
她从来不会在别人的背后
No matter what they did, 讲坏话, she would often, if she heard anything, she would say, but maybe the Lord isn't finished with them yet.
如果她听一些不好的,她说,哦,主可能还没有做完她的工作在某某人的身上。
So we can pray.
我们可以祷告,
Lord, set a watch over my lips.
主你要 帮助我要管理我的舌头。
Give me lips that are filled with the Holy Spirit.
赐给我被圣灵充满的嘴唇。
And then the next little phrase from that song.
从那个诗歌里面另外一句话。
Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold.
我的银子,我的金子,都要被你悦纳。
Wow, that touches our pocketbook, doesn't it?
Not a mite would I withhold. 没有英文是我的都是你的.
But you know the story, a certain ruler, a rich man, came to Jesus once.
有一个有钱的人到耶稣的面前来.
Matthew 26.
马太福音26章.
Is that right? No. That's not right. Mark 10. I'm sorry.
Mark 10:17-24.
He came to Jesus and first of all he called him good master. What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, there's nobody good but one, that's God. And,
okay. 耶稣出来十七节有一个人跑来 归在他面前，他说：“良善的父，我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”你
And then the Lord said, "You know the commandments."
主对他说：“你知道命令。”
Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor your father and mother.
十九节，我们一起读。十九节. Be careful.
Yeah, I know. I don't. And he answered and said, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him.
二十节他对耶稣说父子这一切我从小都遵守了耶稣看着他就爱他
And Jesus loved him and he said one thing you lack go your way sell whatever you have give to the poor and you shall have treasure in heaven and come take up your cross and follow me
你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
And he was sad.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色。
And he went away grieved.
忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的钱也很多。
For he had great possessions.
因为他的钱也很多。
But then let's listen to what Jesus said to the disciples afterwards in the 24th verse. He said, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢?
Now, of course, it's not wrong to make a living.
那当然要赚钱，有钱不是错了。
And to have a car and to have a nice home,
有一个汽车，有一个好家庭,
a nice church,
有一个好的教堂,
clothes,
有衣服,
that are nice. It's not wrong.
不是错,
and it's not wrong to have silver and gold.
也不是错,有银子,有金子,
but it's wrong if we don't know how to use it for the kingdom of God.
可是错在哪里是为神的国而用?
And we put all our trust or our, we trust in the riches that God has given us.
错在哪里,我们是依靠钱,不是依靠我们的神。
There was that man Zacchaeus.
撒该,
when he came to Jesus,
他来到耶稣的面前,
he said to the Lord, oh Lord, half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor. He knew that he had been
撒该是一个税吏，他到主的面前，他说：“我一半的都要给穷人。”
In Proverbs 21:26,
箴言二十一章二十六节，箴言二十一章二十六。
That's it. It says, He that coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not.
二十六节，有终日贪得无益，一人施舍而不舍。
But the righteous giveth and spareth not.
一人施舍不吝啬。
And in Malachi,
Malachi,
I'm sure you all know this verse from Malachi.
你们都知道马拉基书这个经文。
The Lord said to those people, Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. And then he said, Bring ye all the tithes,into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
马拉基第三章第八跟第十节，第十节我们一起读，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当拿的十分之一全然送入仓库，是我家有粮，以此试试我是否能敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Now the Lord didn't need their money.
主不需要他们的钱。
He made the heavens and the earth. He made everything. And
他创造天地，什么都
是被他创造。He owned the cattle on a thousand hills.
他所有的那个牛，跟群，牛群都是属于他的。
But the Lord was looking for them. He wanted to open the gates of heaven to them.
可是神就是在寻找他们，因为要开天上的门给他们祝福。
That they yield their bodies to the Lord and what they had.
把他们的身体献给他，他们的东西都是属于他。
And that's an important thing in being filled with the Holy Spirit too.
给生命充满，这个也是很重要的一件事。
There was somebody that prayed and said, "Oh God, give me a little extra money so that I could give it to the ministers and the missionaries for Christmas."
有一个人曾经说。主耶稣，求你给我多一点钱，好叫我在圣诞节的时候可以给传道人跟海外的传道人。
The Lord did that.
主真的给他。
And you know, a cheerful giver is great in the sight of the Lord.
在神的面前，我们乐意的奉献是伟大在神的面前。
Now I mentioned that because that was in the song.
我为什么提到？因为在诗歌里面。
And then the next thing he says, take my intellect and use every power as you shall choose.
要悦纳我的 intellect, 就是我的意志，我的聪明智慧。
And throughout the Bible, God always had those that understood how to build.And how to sew curtains and so on and so forth. There was in Exodus when God had planned that wonderful, tabernacle, he found two men, and you probably heard their names.
He said a lot. 常常在圣经里面，神找到人，他们有才干，他们有能力，可以帮忙在神的家里面。在出埃及记有两个人，神赐给他们特别聪明智慧，有的为窗帘，有的为盖那个圣殿，会幕。
He said, "See, I've called by name Bezaleel." the son of your bride.
出埃及记31章。 31章第二节，可以跟我一起读。看啊，犹大支派中户儿的孙子，无力的儿子比撒利亚，我已经替他的名召他。
I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship.
第三、第四节，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能做各样的工。
To devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship.
能想出巧工。 用金银铜制造各物，又能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。
And he called Aholiab.
他也呼叫下面第六节，他的名字Aholiab。
And God gave them wisdom to build that tabernacle.
神给他聪明智慧，怎么制造那个会幕。
And God gives us wisdom too, everyone different.
神也赐给我们每一个人不同的智慧，聪明。
Some are builders.
有的是盖房子的。
Some use their hands for sewing, the women.
有的用他们的手为 缝衣服或是做东西。
But God put that knowledge in your mind.
神把这个知识、这个能力放在你心里。我们可以为神的国度、为他的能力做。
He wants every aspect of our body.
他要我们的身体每一部分为他的工作。
Our soul, our body, and our mind.
我们的灵魂体都为他，我们的。
It can all be used for the glory of God.
一切都是为神的荣耀可以用。
And when he fills us with the Holy Spirit,
by all those gifts,
can be used for the Lord and for his work.
所有的才干都可以为他的国度，为他的工作。
And even our will, he says, take my will.
甚至我们的意志。
Make it thine, Lord.
我们的意志都是为他。
I don't want my own will.
我不要我自己的意思,
I want your will, Lord.
我要你的旨意。
And that's where the Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added unto you.
要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Oh, may the Lord use every one of us
in our
different places,
whatever
the Lord has given you,
不管主给你什么才干,
that we might use them by the Spirit of God,
用他, 借着圣灵的能力用他,
for his glory.
为他的荣�ao。
It would be of no use if we got filled here and spoke with other tongues and then went home and did our own thing and said our own words.
对我们没有什么益处。如果我们在这里被圣灵充满，也说方言，可是我们回家的时候都做我们要做的事，都不是按着神的旨意。
And used our means just for ourselves.
用我们的东西为自己，不是为他的国度。
Oh, he wants our voice.
他要我们的声音。
He wants our lips.
他要我们的嘴唇。
He wants our means,
what we possess,
and he wants us to use it all for him. And my knowledge that God has given me, and most of all my will, that I put it on his side. Lord, what do you want me to
神,
do?
你要我做什么?
Isn't that what Saul, the said to the Lord when he was accompanied by Jesus with a bright light.
那不是扫罗看见那个光从保罗看见光从天上，他说：“主啊，你要我做什么？” And
in Proverbs it says, I love them that love me.
在箴言第八章十七节说：“爱我的，我也爱他们。”
And those that seek me early shall find me.
恳切寻求我的必寻得见。
That could mean early in your life.
也许英文是说 early, 早也是可能
Or if you come too late in your life.
年轻的时候,
或是, You could seek him early in the morning.
或是可以早上, 很早寻求他。
Before the telephone rings. And before there's tasks before you to speak to Jesus.
电话还没有在响, 很早可以跟耶稣说话, 还没有事情开始, 可以跟他说话,
and get into his presence.
要进入他的同在,
and take directions from him.
从他得到我们的应该做的事那边,
this word
这本书,
can show us how to live.
可以告诉我们怎么生活。
And it's all part of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
都是属于被圣灵充满的事。
And oh, the glory of God.
神的荣耀。
Will be in your heart and life in a greater way.
神的荣耀会在你的生活中。
When you obey these simple things.
比以前更丰富, 如果你顺服, 很简单的命令。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
主，谢谢，感谢主，感谢主，我们来唱一首诗歌，诗选94首，上主爱我永不止，蒙恩从生我方知，更有圣灵来心中，将主慈爱尽显明，赞美主，诗选 94首，上主爱我永不止，哈利路亚，我们听一次听。
Yes, so long.